call the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District regular meeting of April 19, 2022 to order at approximately 2:11 p.m. We'll stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'll now move into roll call.
Okie dokie. Let's see if we can get down here. Mr. Murakami?
Here.
Mr. Cobbseth?
Here.
Mr. Chris?
Present.
And Ms. Lucchese?
Here.
All righty.
And we'll move into item number 3 on our agenda, which is the Air Pollution Control District Governing Board election of a chair and vice chair for 2022. So again, who was our chair last year? Was it you? Thank you. So we do have both items open. I will not be seeking re-election for Dunsmuir, so I will be out in November. But I don't mind serving in chair or vice chair until that date if you want to switch me out. But is anyone else interested?
Well, normally it stays with the counties for the chair.
Okay.
So and that's just the way it's always been. I'm not, you know.
You guys can rock, paper, scissors for it. I don't mind.
Okay. I'll fight either way, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what my commitments are going to look like by then, so.
Well, and usually the cities pick up the vice, so mm-hmm. that's.
Mm-hmm. I know tradition.
Nice to see.
It's tradition.
Yeah, it's nice to see a city and a county participation.
Yeah.
So I don't mind continuing to serve as vice chair until November.
Well, I'll do the easy one. I'll nominate you for vice chair.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
And then would you like us to do a roll call vote for that and then do the chair, or do you want to do just vote?
Yes, let's go ahead and do that. So I have Chris Cobbseth mm-hmm. to for mm-hmm. Lucchese to be vice chair. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Murakami?
Aye.
Mr. Cobbseth?
Aye.
Mr. Chris?
Aye.
And Ms. Lucchese?
Aye. All right, is there any nomination for chair?
Fine either way. You want me to nominate
it? I don't care. Or... Because how was it before?
You were
you do? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'd be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind you. Yeah.
Okay. Motion to nominate. What do you guys call it? Oh, Supervisor Chris.
Second.
Thank you.
Somewhere we need that.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Murakami?
Aye.
Mr. Cobbseth?
Aye.
Mr. Chris?
Aye.
And Ms. Lucchese.
Aye.
And
Can we
now
the official chair agenda?
I was going to nominate Valenzuela or Hoff.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too.
Yeah.
They didn't have a say in it though.
Well, as you guys can see, it's a long agenda. We'll do presentations from the public. Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I neglected to put an update of the Air Pollution Control District on the agenda, so I'm doing a public comment. An update so far is that we lost our Air Pollution Control Specialist, Irene Miranda. She moved to Monterey, California, and she is currently working for the Monterey Air Pollution Control District already. How about that? We are in the process of rehiring that position, although it's been forced all a little bit. We did an upgrade on the job descriptions, which is still in process at HR, County HR, and it looks like we're going to have to go through a couple of steps to get that approved going forward. You'll be acquainted with that individually shortly. Other aspects of the Air Pollution Control District is that being so short-handed, we're having a lot of trouble keeping up with our duties to some extent. And we found a retired Air Pollution Control Specialist that had retired to Lake Shastina. And we're attempting to hire him to help us with our enforcement efforts as an extra help Air Pollution Control District Control Specialist 2. He's a 22 or 24 year experienced Air Pollution Control District specialist, and we'll probably put him to work as an enforcement officer. We've had some interesting activities foregoing from last year to this year. Fires, I don't have to tell you too much about, but I will tell you this. The monitors that we placed inside of office buildings and homes and outside indicated that there weren't any differences in the smoke impacts inside versus outside. People didn't have filters on their property and their houses or their office buildings, and they were breathing the same air that they were seeing outside. We intend to address that through social media going forward. Doesn't seem like we have much public, newspaper access or anything like that going forward. So we're going to do what we can to address that going forward. Hopefully we won't have fires too soon. CAL FIRE has requested due diligence going forward. We do provide smoke management plans to our prescribed fire people, which means they are under air emission regulations. However, pretty early on in this season, they came to our office and requested that we require a project burn permit so that they could go inspect it. We had some long conversations about that. As far as being able to require it, they can't require it, but because they're so nervous about wildfire, we had a second meeting and decided to require that as part of our smoke management plan. CAL FIRE is very nervous about the fire potential going forward this year, as are we. We have plans to place air monitors in all the libraries, both inside and out. There are purple air sensors, once we have a little bit of time to do so going forward. Hopefully that'll be before fire season. Thinking that libraries may be a safe haven in areas like Happy Camp that had very hazardous air quality for quite a bit of the year last year. We're also looking at grant materials that we've received and a placement of another BAM in Happy Camp. We're considering that. The one in Mount Shasta has been operating for a year and some. We can only leave it in that one spot for 24 months before it becomes a permanent type establishment. So we are going to either move it or we're going to turn it into a permanent air quality monitoring station, similar to the one we have in Wairika. The reason I'm bringing that up is because it's rather critical that we have it in a representative area that won't have adverse effects on our air, our real air quality going forward. We don't want that to happen. Going forward, though, new rules and regulations have come into play. New prescribed fire emphasis by CAL FIRE and the governor are going to have some impact on how the air district does business, and I'll keep you updated as we go forward there. So, any questions? Okay, thank you.
Hold on, stay there.
Director.
What? Too late?
Yeah. So, with regard to burn permits, does that have anything to do with this district, or is that strictly through Ag and through CAL FIRE?
Restate that again.
Fire or burn permits.
Okay.
Who issues? This district doesn't do that. Is that
yeah,
correct?
We do.
You do?
Yeah. We issue burn permits outside of fire season. We do not issue residential burn permits, so everything that we issue would be non-residential burn permits. But anybody outside of fire season can come in and get that permit, and they can burn their material.
And what's fire season, roughly?
It ends 4:30. And it starts whenever...
May 1?
Yeah.
Till?
Well, yeah, no. Fire season starts usually 5-1, 4:30.
5-1.
Yeah. So we issue them in the fall. And it's after fire season has been declared over, which is variable. Could be November, December, it's been pretty variable.
So just because this has been an exceptionally dry year?
Yeah.
And we've had a few fire starts already.
Yes.
Is there a point, and I'm not trying to open up a can of worms here, but do you, even in the best of circumstances with a permit, things can get out of hand. Is there a point at which you just say, I mean, now we're getting some weather, so it's different, but if we hadn't been getting this weather, would there be a limitation to issuing those burn permits?
So the original discussion I mentioned about the project burn permits, 7 and 8, LA 7 and 8, those are fire safety permits. We included those in all our smoke management plans, which are the big burners that are doing prescribed fires out there. So they already had been forced to get a LE 7 or 8 for fire safety reasons. So CAL FIRE has gone and inspected those fires. Every single one of them got an inspection, got some education and outreach from the fire safety guys, which is, that's a really good question. They recently asked us, or required, they didn't ask it, they required a LE 5 burn permit for everybody burning in the county outside of the SMPs, which are already requiring those 7 and 8s. So that in discussions with CAL FIRE, and the reasons for that were fire safety issues. So I have rescinded writing air pollution for all burn permits because they're still going to have to go get an LA 5 from CAL FIRE. So we're out of the picture, okay, as you were alluding to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Transfer of funds. Miss Wendy, would you mind if we took these all at one time?
They can all be at once. That's fine.
Motion to approve all.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay. Mr. Murakami?
Aye.
Mr. Kopsev?
Aye.
Mr. Chris?
Aye.
And Ms. Lucchese?
Aye.
Thank you.
And you're up to bat, Miss Wendy.
All righty.
So for clarification, Ms. Wendy, you have on the worksheet medical and then attorney in the recommended motion.
Uh-oh, did I type that up incorrectly?
Should it be medical so we know that up front?
Yes, I must have uploaded the wrong one. The two positions I'm looking for right now for the Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board are a medical representative and a general public representative. One is a term ending January 1, 2024, and the general public is January 28th of 2024. So yes, I must have put in the wrong worksheet. At this point, I have not heard back from Patricia Osborne. I have her as the current medical representative, but our general public position has been vacant for some time, and I have received no letters of interest. I was hoping maybe Jim would hear from anybody.
No, I haven't heard from any of them.
Okay.
Either.
I mean, I can certainly continue it. I'll fix the worksheet for the next time around, but how are you doing? Do you have enough people, or have you used the board, the hearing board, much lately?
No, we haven't used the hearing board much, but it's always important to have that in place just in case.
Okay. So at this point, I really don't have anybody to appoint. And if we happen to hear from Ms. Osborne, let me know so we can make a note of that one as well.
Okay.
So if we could continue that to later.
All right, we'll continue it.
Thank you.
Minute approval.
And that should be for the last meeting we had back in December. And that I received no corrections for those.
Just a quick correction. My first name only has one N.
I think you made that last time, and I must have missed it, but I will make a note.
My own family members don't get it right.
So it's on the title for the agenda, too.
Yeah. Okay. I'll double check it. Juliana with one N.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other than that, no other changes.
Move to approve of the changes.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Okay. Mr. Murakami.
Aye.
Mr. Kopsev.
Aye.
Mr. Chris.
Aye.
And Ms. Lucchese.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
With
I believe
that,
that's all we have.
We'll adjourn.
Sorry about that.